FNC's Carlson, what role did the DOJ, FBI play in the January 6th Capitol riot? By Jeff Poor on June 17, 2021. Wednesday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson opened his program by revisiting a suggestion that the Department of Justice may have been aware of what was going to happen on January 6th on Capitol Hill prior to the event taking place. He said the notion was verified by Twitter with its disclaimer apparently attempting to downplay the report. Transcript as follows. Carlson, last night, we opened this show with new information about what happened at the Capitol on January 6th. No day, it's fair to say, in recent American history has received more media attention or been used for greater political effect by partisan actors. Because of January 6th, our Attorney General told us this week, we've got to change our country forever. And yet, given all the talking, the endless talking about January 6th, it is remarkable what we still don't know about what actually took place that day. Until this Monday night, for example, when it was reported by Revolver News, we had no idea that at least 20 organizers and participants in the events at the Capitol have not been indicted, despite the nationwide dragnet for people who are there. This is interesting. The government knows exactly who these people are, but has refused to charge them with crimes. Why is that? Well, because it seems like they may have had some connection to the government. Some of the people who broke into the Capitol committed crimes while inside and encouraged others to do the same appear to have been in contact with the FBI before the event. Let that sink in for a moment. The events of January 6th that you keep hearing about endlessly. Events that Democrats in Congress describe as an act of war carried out by white supremacists. As dangerous and historically significant as Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Those events apparently were at least in part organized and carried out in secret by people connected to federal law enforcement. It's hard to think of a bigger potential scandal than this one. Now, it's clear why the government won't release more than 14,000 hours of surveillance footage shot at the Capitol that day. People they know are on the tape. Well, last night, clips from our show began to circulate on social media. The tech monopolies which helped get Joe Biden elected continue to work closely with the administration to control the news and information that you are allowed to see because it's America, right? Well, this piece of news, the one on our show last night, was a problem for them, so they tried to make it go away. Twitter appended the following note to our clip last night, quote, "Federal law does not permit cooperating witnesses or informants to be charged with conspiracy despite a baseless suggestion by Tucker Carlson that some co-conspirators of the January 6th attack were not charged because they were undercover FBI agents," end quote. Let's think about this. Now, leave aside for a second the most obvious question that arises from the statement, which is how would Twitter, which is a media company, not as far as we know a law enforcement agency, be able to confirm our reporting last night was, quote, baseless? How would they know that? Does Twitter somehow have access to the FBI's personnel files? We don't know. We hope someone finds out. But consider the statement more broadly. Twitter is saying that people who are secretly working with the FBI cannot be charged for encouraging others to commit crimes. Well, yes. Exactly. That's the very point we made on this show last night. That's why they haven't been charged, because they were secretly working with the FBI. So, in an effort to shut us down, Twitter just confirmed what we suggested was true. Thanks, Twitter. They are morons. It is pretty funny. Less funny, though, is the Justice Department's role in January 6th. Federal law enforcement appear to have played a role in what happened that day. We tell you more about it, we'd love to, but we don't have subpoena power. We're just a cable news show. Congress does have subpoena power, let's hope they use it immediately. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.